Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Yes, it is still Easter. Woohoo! This is week 3. We got 4 more weeks to go. Our gospel for today is similar to the story we heard last week. The disciples aren't sure what to do with this whole post-resurrection world. And so Jesus shows up in their midst and does fleshy human things. Touch me. Feed me. And the disciples are convinced that he indeed is really back from the dead. And in the midst of all this, we get a reassuring reminder of peace. And so since this gospel is a bit of a repeat from last week, I'm going to shake things up today and preach from the psalm. Ooh. All right. First, a little refresher on this book of the Bible. The psalms are a part of the Hebrew scriptures, what we sometimes call the Old Testament. And we share this book with our Jewish siblings. In essence, it's kind of our first hymn book, our hymnal. There are 150 of these nestled into this book. Of these psalms, or songs, huh? Sound kind of similar. Originally, we think these were actually sung to music. There are notations throughout the psalms that could be musical cues. And in the psalm that we read today, Psalm 4, alongside many others, we get this untranslatable word in Hebrew, Selah, which could actually mean an indication to take a deep breath. But we aren't really sure. We don't know. It's some sort of a musical or liturgical cue. Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Martin Luther both called this book Psalms as like a mini Bible. In it, we get a little bit of everything. Every human emotion, the struggles of real life, and also alongside that, the promise of the steadfast love of God. The Psalms are a model for us on how we can be in relationship with God, completely honest, relying on the steadfast love. And Psalm 4 is no exception to this. It begins with this demand, answer me, God. And in the beginning, the author describes, in the Hebrew, it's this way of walls caving in on you. You're starting to feel suffocated in my distress. Give me room to breathe. Answer my prayers. This psalm is also full of questions. How long, the author writes, how long will my suffering and estrangement last? We also get this honest phrase. We are trying to find the good in the midst of all of this. Many psalms use tangible things, tangible images, like trees and animals. Last week we heard in the psalm this overflowing oil that runs down. The image that we get in this psalm is bedtime. The author writes, when you are disturbed, frustrated, and angry, don't sin. Don't ignore it and pretend it doesn't matter. But ponder it on your bed. Be silent. And after this, we actually get one of those Selahs. Take a breath. Reflect and let it go. The psalm ends, Psalm 4 ends, after all this frustration and anxiety, the questions and the reflection, it ends with this. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me rest secure. You know, so much of Easter and resurrection can feel otherworldly and hard to understand and comprehend. But sleep, this is something we can all relate to. For we spend a third of our life in this space of sleep and rest. At least, hopefully. Hopefully you do. At least we know we're supposed to, right? We all know the importance of sleep. Without it, we're grumpy and irritable. Our immune system struggles. While it may seem like we do nothing when we sleep, our bodies are actually hard at work, regulating our organs and rewiring our brains and filing our memories. Sleep really matters. And this is why it is so maddening when you can't sleep. When your brain won't shut off and the questions keep coming and the worries and the anxieties are loud. Perhaps you replay that conversation that could have gone better over and over and over again. Sometimes we just can't turn off our brain. We think about all the things that we didn't get to throughout the day. And as you lie there awake, trying to force yourself to sleep, you can almost hear the minutes ticking away, getting closer and closer to that alarm that's going to go off. This psalm is a reminder, when all the questions have been asked, when we have pondered all we can muster, when we have searched the world over for good and come back with very little proof, what we can return to at the end of the day is, in peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me rest secure. For dear ones, that is all any of us can do. For we are not God, right? At the end of the day, we can give it over to God, the creator of the sun and moon and stars, our savior, rock, and redeemer. And the reassurance here is God promises to show up, to come to us and listen and hold us. I think that is why, as children, many of us were taught those bedtime prayers, echoes of psalms and scripture stories, things like, "Now I lay me down to sleep." Or there's that beautiful line in the Compline evening prayer that's an echo of Jesus' prayer on the cross. "Into your hands, O God, I commend my spirit." And in that liturgy, they make you say it three times, or perhaps by the third time, you'll really believe it. "For into your hands, O God, I commend my spirit." Over and over in bedtime prayers, we hear this invitation to let things go, so that peace may find us, and we may rest in peace. Tomorrow is going to mark my one-year anniversary of being your pastor. Woohoo! Oh, thanks. Yeah, as I reflect on this time a year ago, I'm reminded of all the ways I wasn't sleeping. I'm reminded of all the chaos of moving boxes and small children and a dog who wouldn't venture up the steep parsonage stairs, and he'd just stay there at the bottom and bark at us. It was a lot. On top of being really sleep deprived, for cute little Phoebe would only sleep right here. And as we were moving, we decided that our 10-year-old gray couch, which was well loved by pets and children, was not worth moving across the country. And so even though we tried to plan things perfectly, we arrived one day and all our stuff arrived the next day, we had no comfy place to rest. And so the second day here, we went to Bob's Discount Furniture, which, let me tell you, was a trip in itself. And we picked something out, and we ordered it, and we were really excited. And at the end, the salesperson said, "Great, it'll be delivered in 4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks! With nowhere to sit. And in enters the importance of our hammock, hence the bulletin image for today. Because hammocks are great. If you've ever had the opportunity to rest in a hammock, it's pretty much impossible to think about the to-do list. You can only lie back and look at the trees, which at this time of year is such an incredible, vibrant reminder of new life and resurrection. The vibrant purples of the red buds and the bright pink of the crabapple trees and dogwoods, and that lovely green dust from the willow oak that lines the parsonage backyard and covers you with a green dust. But everything is so vibrant at this time of year. It's bright green and wild, and you can hear birds chirping. something about it. There's also something about a hammock that feels like a big hug. For that once you get in there, the sides kind of wrap up around you, and you are suspended and held in such a comforting way. It was so helpful to have our hammock in the midst of all that chaos, of unpacking and learning a new area and starting a new job. For once you're cuddled up in a hammock, and you're lying back and you're looking at the blue sky and the trees, you'll notice your breaths start to get a little deeper. And you might just rest your eyes for a minute, because a minute might be all you have. But you wake from that rested and peaceful. Now, I know hammocks aren't for everyone. That's totally okay. But dear ones, I wonder, this week, how could you find a little rest for your weary bones, a little Easter peace for your mind and heart? For remember, Christ has died and come back from the dead to proclaim life for you, abundant life. And that is a life that includes 30% of your time to be in rest. So what could you do to embrace this important and beautiful gift? Dear ones, may you know in the midst of all the questions, the frustrations, and the unknowns, the never-ending search for good, that at the end of the day, we can indeed turn things back over to God, who is always listening, who proclaims to us the importance of rest for our bodies and our hearts, our minds, and our whole world. For in peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me rest secure. Amen. Thanks be to God.